Yeah, is this Miss?
Yeah, it is.
This is Rich. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Excellent. I don't know if you saw my text, but I am a licensed field underwriter and broker. And I was calling on the request for information on our website, iSenior Benefits. You're looking for a life insurance or final expense policy?
Yeah.
And I just want to go over that with you. I saw you had a birthday coming up, so I just wanted to make sure you had an accurate quote and see if you qualified for a preferred rate.
Well, I'm interested, but I had started a life insurance policy with a lady out.
Okay.
And then, excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I haven't talked enough this morning to get everything.
I'm saying. Yes, ma'am.
I had some unexpected expenses come up that I thought I'm going to have to wait a year to do my life insurance. But I'm trying to find something. I just have one daughter, and
okay.
I'm a widow. And something that if something happened to me, that she's not stuck with a funeral bill.
Okay, gotcha. And your date of birth is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you this. I want to help you find something that's obviously super affordable, because I understand the one thing I tell everybody is that we don't want you to get more than you can afford, because that's the only way you kind of lose is if you take out more than you can afford and can't keep it. If you ever wanted to add coverage later, you could always do that, assuming nothing changes in your health and all that. But what I would say is get something that you can afford. I will tell you that I am a broker, so that means I have access to all the top A-rated companies, so I know I can get you the absolute best rate. What most people are looking for, I know you want to relieve the burden. If anything were to happen, you don't want to put that burden on your daughter. And so what the three things that most people are looking for, one is they want to make sure that it's a whole life, meaning
right.
that it's not going to expire, you know, at 75 or 80 or anything like that.
Yeah.
Secondly is make sure it has a guaranteed price lock, because we don't want to get you something that's affordable today and then the price goes up and it's not affordable. So, and there are a few companies out there that sell policies like that. That's why I'm pointing it out. So we want to make sure that you have a guaranteed price lock. And then the third thing we want to try to get you is something with full day one coverage without any kind of a waiting period. We have options if we're dealing with any severe health issues, but ideally we want to get you full coverage day one, meaning if something were to happen, there's no waiting period at all.
I need to let you know I'm diabetic on insulin.
Okay. Now we can work.
That's the only health problem I have. I don't have high blood pressure or anything like that.
Praise the Lord. Let me ask you this with the diabetes. Have you had any complications such as neuropathy or anything like that?
No.
Okay, perfect. So I've got two carriers that are very lenient on diabetes. I can get you day one coverage. Let me ask you a couple specific questions to see if I need to go from one to the other. So have you had any complications with the diabetes in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay, because one of the questions they ask is, have you had uncontrolled diabetes? So that's, we're good there. What about complications of diabetes such as neuropathy, nephropathy, retinopathy? I know I just asked you, diabetic coma or insulin shock?
No.
Okay. What about insulin use before the age of 25?
No.
Perfect. Okay. Well, then we're good. I think we can get around that. I've got two carriers. One's a little more lenient than the other. I'll give you both prices. We can see which one we could go with.
I can't remember how long I've had diabetes. My husband died from diabetes 14 years ago. And it was after that, and that I just didn't, I was on pills first, but my doctor didn't like the way that it was working, so he put me on insulin.
Yeah, okay. You didn't have diabetes prior to 9, did you? 9 years old? It wasn't like something childhood,
right?
Oh,
no, No, okay. it's just been in the last 8 or 10 years.
Okay.
I just don't remember when.
Yeah, that's fine. So don't worry about that. It's going to be straight yes or no questions. You don't need to, all I'm doing is asking. So as long as you're not before 9, we're good. As long as no insulin prior to 25, we're good. And as long as no neuropathy or anything like that, we're good. And then as long as it hadn't been out of control the last 2 years, I think that's That's the company I'm looking at specifically. And I have another one that's even more lenient, but in fact, every few dollars we can save you is good. So, so let me kind of give you three different options. And again, every one of these, if approved, you would have day one coverage, no waiting period. You would have, it would be a whole life policy, so it'll never expire. And then you'd have that guaranteed price lock. So I'm going to give you three different amounts, but again, I'm just kind of giving you, and we can find something that fits in your budget. If we went with a $15,000 policy, we'd be at $79.87. If we went with a $12,000, we would be at $64.82. If we went with a $10,000 policy, we would be looking at $54.79. Now, I can check other amounts. Those are just kind of three amounts that I chose. Do any of those kind of fit in your budget that you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, any of those would. The one I had before was $25,000 for $94 a month.
All right, let's look at the $25,000. Yeah, now you still have that or no?
No, I had to cancel it.
Yeah. So that's, you were younger, obviously, when you got that in place. I can tell you that even the lowest companies out there, we would be, what'd you say you were paying? How much?
94.
Yeah. So you're going to be up over 100. I mean, we can go as high as you want. I just want to make sure it fits in your budget. What do you feel like what is the amount that you're comfortable with that you can afford, and we can get you the most coverage we can, but what, I don't want to go over what you feel comfortable with. I mean, do you want to be that high? Do you want to be at 90-something dollars a month, or?
Yeah, $90-$95 a month.
Okay. Even $20,000 is going to put us slightly over. Let me see what, you might be looking more like 18. So if we went with an $18,000 policy, you'd be at $94.92. And that's day one coverage, no waiting period. You know, your policy would be in force right away.
Now, did you say that you can add to it later?
Well, we can get you more coverage later. Here's the thing. Life insurance is, I like to say, it's like fine wine. The older you get, the more expensive it gets, right?
Yeah.
So you have a birthday coming up next week. So we could always add coverage. What I want to do is get you locked in what you know you can afford now. And I'll be your broker and take care of you anytime in the future. So if you come back to me and say, hey, I'd like to add $7,000 more, we can get $7,000 added, but that next $7,000 may be on a different price. You know, it'll be like two policies because we want to lock in what we can now before your birthday. But the simple answer is yes, we can add coverage later. Now, keep in mind if your health changed or there was something happened that could change things. But the simple answer is yes, we could certainly increase it. But what we'd rather do is only pay the more expensive amount on what we're adding. So, for example, if we lock in $18,000 a day and get you an $18,000 policy, if you come back later and you want to add, you know, $5,000 more, then you'll just be paying a little bit extra on that $5,000. But at least you know you've got coverage right away with the $18,000. But we could do $18,000 for $94.92. Does that fit into your budget?
Yeah. What company is this with?
So this is, and I got lots of companies. This company is with Liberty Bankers Life. And the reason I I'll be happy to go through the health questions with the different ones. The reason I selected them, I actually personally have my policy with them like this. They're a great company, but they are more lenient on the diabetes. And they're also, they're only $1.50 more than Mutual of Omaha, for example, which is like the best rates out there. They're just that much. They're only a little bit more, but they're more lenient on the diabetes. The insulin and stuff can be an issue with Mutual of Omaha. I have another one that would be 97.98. That's a great company, and they're also really lenient. But I have some for 103.55 to put give you an example. But Liberty Bankers Life's a great company, great customer service. What I like about them is that if we do a phone application and they tell us immediately that you've been approved, they will mail your policy out to you. But here's the great part. You don't have to pay when we do that application. You can actually set the draft date. Even if your draft comes in after your birthday, as long as we get your approval and get your policy approved and issued prior to your birthday, you've locked in that lower rate.
Yeah. I made the mistake a couple of years ago, bought a pickup for the kids.
A pickup truck?
They needed it, and since I don't have a vehicle right now, the city trash truck hit my truck.
Oh, goodness.
Let me think here a second.
That's fine. And if this helps too, Ms. Creed, I want to mention this while you're thinking, and I'll be quiet. We can, if you wanted to apply and set a future draft date, because I can tell obviously you want to have coverage, and I do stress getting it done prior to your birthday. If we do an approval and get you approved and you set a draft date for August, whatever, if you change your mind between now and then and decide you want to cancel your policy or make adjustment, that's fine. So I just like to mention that to people too. But most of the time, life insurance is one of those things, you want it. It's just a matter of getting it done. So
yeah,
I want to let you know, we could do an application and get you approved. It's painless. And then if you for any reason decide you don't want it, you could always cancel it.
Yeah.
But at least you would have an approval and they'd send your policy out. But I'll let you keep thinking. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. I'm just thinking that the cost of a funeral right now, I have a plot and a headstone in Kansas, where my husband's buried.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Still, a funeral is like $6,000.
Right
now.
Correct.
And, hopefully I'll live another 10, 15 years. But my older brothers and sisters, I've got an 83-year-old brother and an 82-year-old sister and a 79-year-old brother.
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
So I'm hoping that I can fare as good as they have.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I'm going to go with a 15.
Okay. I was going to make a suggestion to say let's lower it. I'm agreeing with you because let's get it really comfortable for you because it's better to have less that you know you can afford that because you've had too much before and you weren't able to keep it. So I was even going to say even do 12 or 10, but 15 would be $79.87. Are you totally comfortable with that amount?
No, let's do the 12.
Okay, that's what I was going to
say. $64.82.
Yes, ma'am. You got a good memory. Yeah, I would feel better about that because that way I know it's probably opposite of what people think, but I'm usually trying to talk people into taking less because I think that way you can. It's something you feel comfortable with. So what we're going to do is going to be real simple. We're going to do a phone application. It's painless. I'll be on the phone with you the whole time. You can sit back and relax. I'm sure you've probably done something like this before, but it's all done over the phone. And at the end, they're going to give us they're going to tell us, hey, you've been approved. And then they will go ahead and send your policy right out to you, but you'll be able to specify the date that you want your draft to start. So it's very, very, very simple. So give me just a second. I'm getting this thing ready. Make sure I got today is the July the 20th, right?
Yes.